Andrew here for leanmeanmarketing.com. In today's video, I want to talk to you about the comments that you're using on your blog. Most importantly, if you're using Facebook comments and why I don't really like them. Let's get right to it. You may be one of the many users that's using either Facebook comments or Google Plus comments as the commenting mechanism on your blog, which means when someone wants to comment on your post or get in the conversation and interact with you, they use a Facebook app or a Google Plus app, and you log into your Facebook account or your Google Plus account and you use that. And a lot of people like it because they feel it increases interaction. They assume that everybody has one of these accounts and it's easier for the user, and that the user's more willing to do it, drive social shares, etc. And I want to talk to you about the reason that I don't like it. As a matter of fact, we had Facebook comments on Lean Mean Marketing for about 3 months, and we've removed it, and we have just the general commenting now. And there's two reasons for that. When you have Facebook comments or Google Plus comments on your website, you don't actually have them on your website. They're applications, which means they're actually hosted and the data is contained within Facebook or within Google Plus, not on your website, which means you don't control it. That's a big problem. Now, obviously, Facebook and Google Plus are not going to disappear anytime soon. That's really obvious. But the fact of the matter is you don't control that information. And I look at comments as extremely important. It's one of the reasons we respond, or I respond to every single comment. I think they're extremely important. They build the credibility of your blog and of your brand, and they do a whole bunch of other things, including providing an SEO benefit. And that's the second reason that I don't really like Facebook comments. Because the Facebook comment is hosted on Facebook, not on your website, all of the comment information is not really on your website, which means from an SEO benefit, it's not really providing any value. When someone leaves a traditional blog comment on your blog using the traditional commenting system, that comment is included when the search engine crawls your website, which means those comments can provide an SEO benefit. And you completely lose that if you're using Facebook comments. So again, those are just two really quick things to consider if you're using social comments. Maybe you want to include both, but my recommendation would be just to use your standard regular blog comments. You control the comment, which means that data is yours, it's under your control, and you have it, you're not going to lose it. And the second reason is it provides a great SEO benefit, which a lot of people don't even consider. Again, this is Andrew Hiddleston for leanmeanmarketing.com. I hope you found this video useful, and I'll see you in the next one.